Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jonathan Spires is the senior reporter at Richmond BizSense. And Jonathan, I really appreciated your story last week about this plan to build an amphitheater in downtown Richmond. Because, you know, I could argue it either way. You know, we've had so many kind of false starts where there have been great ideas that really didn't come to fruition. We've had some things that have come to fruition and have failed. I'm trying to think of some things that have been super successful, and that's a little harder. So where do you think this amphitheater idea falls on the spectrum there? And good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me, and my condolences to you and your family.
Oh, you were very kind.
Your father.
Very
exciting project that we broke the news on last Thursday, in a 7,500 capacity riverfront amphitheater planned for the hillside right there behind Tredegar Ironworks. As far as where it kind of stands compared to other proposals, it's kind of unique in that this is a by right development proposal. A lot of the other maybe big ticket items, big ticket projects that have been proposed in Richmond and may have hit some stumbling blocks along the way were maybe a little bit more complicated in that they involved maybe some more complicated financing,
yeah,
or they were public-private partnerships. In this case, you have a private landowner, Newmarket Corporation, that is essentially offering their land to this development group to build the amphitheater within the current zoning. There's no rezoning that needs to happen. There's no permitting approvals other than, you know, the more traditional building permits and things, which granted Richmond has had its challenges with as well. But for all intents and purposes, the project essentially can go forward as proposed. It's just a matter of the group funding it, and they're trying to meet a particular timeline, kind of similar to the Diamond District, where they're trying to build a new baseball stadium by 2025. They want to build this amphitheater by May of 2024.
Yeah, that seems really ambitious. Is that doable?
They seem confident that it's doable so long as they get shovels into the ground by this Thanksgiving. Now, that's a quick turnaround in and of itself.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they are presenting this project to the city. It sounds like they're going to be filing formal applications to get things going ASAP. This has been several years in the works already. It just only really came to public knowledge this week. We had heard about it at Richmond BizSense through sourcework and our regular reporting in the community, little whispers here and there.
Yeah.
And over several months, we were able to get it to a point where we were able to break the news on this story, and it's definitely an exciting one.
All right, so when we talk about the financing issue, is it all private, or are we going to find out that the mayor and the city council and the entities in the city are going to want to have a more of a say in this than just the regular approval process?
Right. I guess there's, you know, that remains to be seen, but as it's being proposed and as it was discussed with me last week, it would be a privately funded project. The group behind it is a group called Red Light Management, or Red Light Ventures, which are led by Corin Capshaw. He's a very accomplished music executive and got his start, a lot of people may know, as the manager of the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And this is a real company. This isn't some shell company that's been set up, you know, to kind of run money, right? This is real.
Yes, this is a real company. They have a track record. They have involvement with different venues as well as different musical acts across the country. They co-manage the Ascend Amphitheater in Nashville, which is a comparably sized venue, also, I believe, on a riverfront. And they manage a lot of different musical acts, not just Dave Matthews, but other bands like Fish and a lot of bands that they say would play Richmond if they had a venue like this to go to. So they're committed. They apparently had identified Richmond as a underserved market for this size of a venue and for these types of acts and that particular location. And it all came together. They're really excited about it.
Well, you know, the anti-Richmond crowd, and I hate to be in that group, was pretty negative about this. And, you know, I'm still hopeful that Richmond can get its act together and be a successful urban area as well as a successful suburban attraction. What was the reaction that you got from your story? If you filed it on Thursday and it did get a lot of attention, what'd you hear over the weekend? Are people enthusiastic, nervous? Negative.
Yeah.
What'd you hear?
I would say all of the above. This story we thought would be a big one, and sure enough, it did not take any time for it to become one of our most read stories of the year, as well as one of the most commented stories. Lots of opinions coming in. A lot of it's supportive. A lot of people are excited about the location. They say it makes sense. They really want to see this happen for Richmond. There are other people who, of course, want to, you know, see it play out before, you know, they predict that it's going to happen. A lot of people, you know, are negative on Richmond's capability to turn around a project like this, especially in a tight time frame. The developers feel confident that the city would be able to fast track the project as necessary and be supportive. Interestingly, there are, you know, there are arguments out there, and one thing that we didn't address in this initial story, you know, you're talking about the Metro Richmond area. I feel like the developers in our conversation were more focused on the city itself, right? You know, other venues in the city like Altria Theater, you know, the National.
Yeah.
But of course, Metro Richmond does have other venues that acts can play. Obviously, the After Hours concert series, as well as the Virginia Credit Union Live, formerly the Classic Amphitheater over at the Raceway.
Right.
But at the same time, I believe the answer to those may be that, you know, obviously those are very different locations. Aesthetically, the riverfront obviously brings its own appeal. And I also know that those other venues are obviously managed and promoted by a different group than the one that's promoting, that would promote this amphitheater. So obviously they would bring some different acts to the table.
Yeah. And Jonathan, I got to run, but one of the questions that I had was how they handle parking. Let's say this thing gets green lighted. Is it going to be a disaster down by the river?
Yeah, that is always one of the top questions for our readers and Richmonders. It seems to be such a priority, understandably, in some ways. People really want to understand why maybe there isn't more parking proposed with a particular project. And in this case, there is no parking proposed. And I did ask that specifically. They didn't volunteer the information, but I did ask about parking, and the developers said that they believe that the existing parking that's in that general area has already proven and can accommodate parking and can do so in this case. Obviously, the folk festival, the concerts at Browns Island, they say are used to parking some ways away and walking down the hill to the riverfront. So that's the game plan as of now.
Well, that's true. They do have big events with big crowds. So there's, you know, that's not just blowing smoke. That is true. Just to wonder what it'll be like if it's a big concert with everybody there at the same time rather than over the course of 8 hours. Yeah. Hey, Jonathan Spires, I really appreciate you. Senior reporter at Richmond BizSense. Congratulations on the story, and please call us if you get an update. I'd be happy to have you back. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, John.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.